feel for this. The translation. During the Govardhan retreats, we sing kirtan in the evening, or we have also Krishna Katha in the Govardhan retreat. And we have two retreats. One we call the Holy Name retreat, the other somehow is called the Govardhan retreat, although both are Govardhan retreat, but they're distinguished by these two names. We like to always come together in the evening. And the moon rises and everything in Vrindavan becomes in one sense peaceful. The human beings become more peaceful. The animals are looking for their nests and their places to rest. The cows wander home. They are safe in their bum and having something else goes on. Krishna visits the great assembly hall of Nanda Maharaj, where all the Vrajavasis are expecting him. There is an entertainment going on. Clowns are bringing the audience to peals of laughter. Musicians are there. Puranic reciters are there who talk about the various Puranic accounts. There are those who praise the lineage of Nanda Maharaj. And there are, believe it or not, acrobats who know how to dance on plates, who balance on sticks and who take sticks and balance plates. But although it's quite an entertainment, all the eyes of the Vrajavasis are only rooted to the place where Krishna and Balaram sit. To look at Krishna and Balaram is the greatest fascination for them. These are the ways of love. And then, after some time, the servant enters and whispers in Nanda Maharaj's ears, Yashoda Rani is sending me and asks that Krishna, who is so small, returns back to his sleeping room and sleeps for the night. After all, he was all day out cowherding. Very much takes notice of Yashoda's request and then sends Krishna and Balaram to their mothers. And Krishna now is in his bedroom. He's surrounded with his friends. There's a very nice episode. Shines on Krishna's whitish teeth. They're as white as kunda flowers, a type of jasmine flower, and reflect the light of the moon so that there is a ray of light going through Krishna's sleeping room. A ray of light. Moonshine shines on Krishna's beautiful teeth, and the teeth reflect the light. And then some parrots come, and thinking this is a perch, you know, a stick where they can land, they try to land on that beam of light. But of course, the moment they are trying to bring their talons, their feet around the beam of light, they fall down, you know. And all the little friends of Krishna start to giggle and laugh about the scene. And Krishna, because he's a little elderly, controls himself. He doesn't want to laugh like a small shishu, a small boy. But finally, because his boys are the coward boys are just so jolly, he laughs out loud with them. So then he drinks some last milk, and then he so it seems. And Mother Yashoda quickly goes in and takes the boys out who do not want to leave Krishna, not even when he is sleeping, but they are taken out. And for a moment, Krishna is there lying. When the door closes, the lights go out, he immediately rises and takes a back door and very carefully moves out of the palace. He goes from tree to tree, crossing the meadows, because it's moonlight and one can see if someone walks over the pastures near them. Avoids being seen and enters the dark forest. Do you know whom he wants to meet? You know, stupid Krishna? The gopis in Srimati Radharani. So, this is happening in Vrindavan. There are many more things, but we will. Now, you know, praise Krishna, supply some kirtan, give our attention. Sing, and this will create deep impressions. We can maybe dim the light a little bit. Have you seen the choice of lamps? This Vrindavan, you know, choice. They are like moons. Can you see full moons?